Bob and his wife Carol faithfully attended their annual parish carnival every year, where a local pilot would offer helicopter rides for a $50 donation to the church building fund. Every year, Bob would say, "Carol, I'd really like to ride in that helicopter." Carol always replied, "I know, Bob, but the helicopter ride is $50, and $50 is $50. After several years of this, Bob said, "Carol, I'm 85 years old, and if I don't ride in that helicopter now, I might never get a chance." But Carol simply replied, "Bob, $50 is $50. The pilot, who was a practical joker, overheard the discussion and said, "Folks, I'll make you a deal. I'll take both of you up for a ride. And if either of you don't say a word the entire ride, it won't cost you a penny. But if one of you says a word, it'll be $50. So they went up, and the pilot made all kinds of fancy maneuvers, circle eights, upside down, but not a word was heard from the back seat. He did daredevil tricks, but there was not a sound. As he landed, the pilot looked in the mirror and said, "Boy, I did everything I could to get you to say something, but you didn't. I am impressed." Bob replied, "Well, to tell you the truth, I almost yelled when Carol fell out." But you know, $50 is $50. Well, today's gospel is about marriage, okay? And it's about whether there is marriage in heaven. It's a very interesting topic. And it was occasioned because the Sadducees were trying to trip up the Lord. They were trying to show that belief in the resurrection of the dead was foolish. In fact, in those days, just a little background, there were two groups of religious leaders. You had the Pharisees and the Sadducees. The Pharisees were very strict. They were very religious conservatives. They did believe in trying to follow all the 660 laws of the Old Testament. They did believe in life after death. They believed in angels. They believed in heaven and hell. That was the Pharisees. The Sadducees, on the other hand, was also a religious group of leaders, but they had a different theology. They were very much liberals, theological liberals, because they did not believe in anything spiritual. They did not believe in heaven or hell. They didn't believe in the resurrection. They didn't believe in angels or even the immortality of the soul. Imagine that. Religious leaders who didn't believe in the afterlife or in anything spiritual. Now, of course, the easy way to remember the difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees and what they believed in their core teaching is to remember it like this. The Sadducees, because they did not believe in the joy of heaven or the joy of the resurrection or the joy of angels, must have been sad, you see. So that's how you remember it, okay? Whereas the Pharisees, they did believe in these religious things. So the Sadducees are trying to make belief in the resurrection look ridiculous and untrue. And so they present to Jesus this question. And they talk about a situation where a woman marries a man who has six other brothers. So namely, there's seven brothers. You've heard of the movie The Seven Brides for Seven Brothers. Now, this is one bride for seven brothers. So the woman marries the oldest brother. And according to the Sadducees, Moses said if they died without having children, the next brother in line should marry that woman and have children in honor of his brother that passed away. So the first brother marries this woman. He dies before they have children. So the next brother marries the woman. He dies before they have children. The next brother marries the woman. He dies before they have children. I'm sure by the fifth or sixth brother, this fellow is probably thinking, "I really don't want to do this." Because this woman was bad luck. I mean, imagine within a few months after you marry this woman, you're dead. So she goes through all seven brothers. All seven of them die. They don't live long enough to have any children. And then the woman dies. And so the Sadducees say, In the resurrection, which they don't believe in, by the way, whose wife will she be? For all seven were married to her. So trying to make heaven and, you know, the resurrection look ridiculous. And so how does the Lord answer this? It's a brilliant answer. And in giving this answer, the Lord gives us some very important truths about what heaven will be like. And Jesus says, the children of this age, namely on earth, marry, but those who are deemed worthy to obtain life in the coming age, which is heaven, and the resurrection of the dead, neither marry or are given in marriage. So that's an interesting point, that there is no, there, people are not getting married up in heaven, they're not begetting children up in heaven. That takes place on earth. In heaven, Jesus says, you can no longer die. And isn't that a wonderful thing to remember? In heaven, there is no death, there is no pain, there is no illness, there is no suffering. It's eternal glory, eternal happiness. As St. Paul says, the sufferings of this world are as nothing compared to the glory that will be revealed in us. So if you ever get discouraged because of illness or sufferings, think about heaven. Think about heaven where there is no death, no suffering, no pain. Jesus says, you can no longer die, for you will be like angels in heaven. Notice that's very important distinction. He says that those who die and go to heaven will become like the angels. Notice he doesn't say you will become angels. That's a Hollywood confusion. Hollywood, even in wonderful movies like It's a Wonderful Life with Jimmy Stewart, you know, a person dies and becomes an angel. That's not theologically correct. He says we become like the angels, which means that our immortal soul lives forever in heaven. We become like the angels, which means we have a spirit, our soul is immortal. We have the ability to know and to love, the ability to remember and to pray for people. So all of our spiritual nature remains intact. Our soul is immortal. Our soul is the spiritual part of us that will live forever. So Jesus says we become like the angels and are called children of God. And it says they will rise. And then the Lord concludes by quoting scripture. The Lord is a very good biblical apologist. He uses sacred scripture and he quotes Moses to prove that in the Old Testament they did believe, and Moses did believe in the afterlife and in the resurrection, because he calls God the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. That these men are not dead, they are living in the next world. And Jesus says, God is not the God of the dead, but of the living, for all are alive to him. So this is a very interesting gospel, because the Lord does remind us of certain truths of our faith, that even though our body dies, our soul is immortal and will live forever. There is a next world, there is an afterlife. We as children of God will live forever. And heaven will be perfect. No death, no suffering, no illness. And Jesus does remind us, though, that there is no marriage in heaven. So some people say, well, Father, I've been married to my wife for 60 years. Will we still be married in heaven? Well, it seems that, according to the Lord, that you're not, you know, really married in heaven anymore. But I'm sure that the two people will always have a very special bond of love, a special relationship, as we will all have with your children and your spouse and your loved ones and family members and friends. Heaven does not diminish our relationship with those on earth. It increases it. Husbands and wives that were married here on earth will have an even greater bond of love and joy with their spouse for all eternity, even though they won't be officially considered married in heaven, according to what it seems the Lord is saying today. But I'm sure there'll always be an incredible bond of love, an even greater love, an even greater relationship of pure love and pure joy that you'll have with those that you loved in this world. So I would just encourage us, as we think about heaven, to to realize that that is our goal, that is our great reason why God created us, is to one day be forever in His heavenly kingdom. And we, God willing, will get there through His grace, through following His Ten Commandments, by loving God, by loving our neighbor, by living out the teachings of the Bible and the teachings of our holy Catholic faith, that we will one day get to see God face to face and enjoy the beatific vision and also enjoy the social relationships that we've had here in this world.